swap repositioning itself. We have some new members within the Rōpū now, and quite evidently we are seeing it's very much an intergenerational process. So now that we are seeing the children, daughters like myself and Carla Akuhata, sort of coming into the fold to help support the kaupapa and drive some of those unresolved issues, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we get it right for our own children, but as well for our mokopuna as well, as we don't want them having to go down the same road in the next 30 odd years to try and pick up and fix up what hopefully we can address now moving forward. Yeah.
Intergenerational issue trauma been unfolding in this, and now we're up to the second generation, as you said. I just wanted to emphasize that, because that is something that, you know, we really can't underplay or under, you know, can't minimize the fact that this is a generational issue that hasn't been resolved, that hasn't been dealt with. What can you take us through some of the historical parts that your dad fought through to bring you to this time and place now?
I think one of the fundamental principles of SWAP, when Dad was alive, was that there was always a very strong motivation to ensure that there was support and help for the men, for the men folk. But at some point, that help and support would also shift to the women and the children. Well, we haven't quite got to that stage yet. So at the moment, we're actually still trying to ensure that we have some support systems, some proper support systems in place for our men folk who are still with us today. Because by golly, there are a lot that are still suffering, that still have very mum-wide bodies. And then now, of course, you can't dismiss the fact that there's a lot of mental wellness, mental well-being that needs to be addressed. So we are, yeah. So whilst we are, the intention is to sort of move slowly through the men folk, the women folk, and the children. We still have the men folk that we need to focus on as well. But that was one of the main principles that Dad was driven by, that at some point we would help heal, fix the whole entire whānau, because that's what this is what this paitini does, this toxin, this kennel does. It travels through our whānau, it travels through our whakapapa. So yeah, so that was a core principle. Yeah.
So, SWAP was initiated in the Whakatane region, so that was around the Kawerau mill. But we do know that this issue affects others at other mills, like Taipa, as an example. But primarily, your dad and Carla's dad also worked at the Kawerau mill in and around Whakatane, and
Yeah,
that's.
correct, in Kennelly. Yeah, that is correct. So, yeah, I think part of the work that was done with both Kitty and Dad at the time is that they reached out to all sawmill workers who had connections to the other mills, either in Tokoroa, Waipa, and so forth. So, yeah, it was quite amazing that it actually ended up to be quite a collective group, and quite, in some ways, it was incredible, because not only did we perhaps have issues here in Whakatane, but it could have actually been more widespread. And in these mills, as we know, predominantly it was our Māori men, I think, who would were mostly affected by all of this. So not only did it happen here in Whakatane, it certainly did happen in other regions as well. And both Kitty and Dad and the sawmill team at that time, they did a lot of work. They hit the road, they went to different hui, they went into these different regions, and so on and so forth. They joined with the union to address some of these issues and start talking about some of the stuff that had happened back in those earlier work times. So yeah, definitely. I think that's important in terms of relationships, maintaining those relationships. We still need to, that's another area that still needs to be addressed, but definitely it, Whakatane is not an isolated case, no.
And so, where will you be giving your evidence in the inquiry tomorrow? Where will that be done? And at what time?
So we're just doing it over a Zoom. It's a Zoom presentation. We have our slot. We're scheduled for 11:25 tomorrow. So there's myself as one speaker. We also have Kala Akuhata and Kiriama Akuhata as well. We're also supported by team members Erin Motariki, and we've also got Dana Lee there as well. And I need to say too that we have very strong support and allies from people who have actually been very staunch SWAP supporters, and we have the likes of Catherine Delahunty and Gordon Jackman who are coming to support and talk about some of the technical parts of the kaupapa. So we're very well supported tomorrow, and I'm quite certain that we are very excited to be able to. It's been a long time coming, but it's a nice segue, I think, as SWAP is repositioning itself to be able to be part of this hearing and, you know, keep moving this kaupapa forward. Yeah.
And I just want to just clarify, SWAP is the Sawmill Workers Against Poisons. Thank you very much for that. Following this inquiry, the giving of the evidence, what happens? What is the timeline? What's the journey?
Well, actually, this whole process has happened quite fast. So we only put our submission in on Friday, just gone, and have only just kind of seen what the schedule is like for tomorrow. So that could be an indication that after the hearing that perhaps we will probably hear maybe what the next steps will be thereafter. I'm not too sure what that might look like. But it, I dare say we'll have a fairly fast response on where to next from there. Yeah.
Well, we wish you all the very, very best for your submission. Is it available online publicly for everyone to see?
I believe it will be. We've got one of our team members who is updating our social media platforms now, so we will make it accessible and available wherever we can. Yeah.
You said that Catherine Delahunty, she's a good friend of our radio station, is part of the panel. You also have Dr. Muriel Watts. Now, she is also an internationally renowned environmentalist and academic. So they're all speaking on behalf of SWAP that to outline the technical aspects of the poisons.
Does it
appear as though nobody wants to take responsibility for what has been leaked, what these mills have used and are still using?
I think so. I mean, at a personal level, I do feel that way. And I think that's one of the issues. I think that as we are developing, and moving SWAP forward, that's certainly going to be something that's going to come back on the table. So there are definitely things at a political level that we would like to address. At the moment, it's baby steps. But as we grow our support team around us, but I think at some point we will be coming back because it will be coming back on the table, definitely, because that is a key part of what our people are telling us. Who is responsible? Where does the responsibility lie? And they want accountability for that. Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it's about. Somebody has to stand up and say, well, it's our responsibility. We allowed this to to happen. Obviously, that is the organisation that owns the mill. Back then, I don't know if they're the same mill owners, but they need to take responsibility, as well as the Crown for allowing them into the country in the first instance.
Yeah, absolutely. All of that. So we are we're definitely working our way towards making sure that we bring it forward, that we put them all back on the table, and we start having a much broader conversation on where this is going.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Wonderful to call it all with you. It's been a lot, very long battle for you and for your whānau. We wish you all the very, very best, Marama.
Nga mahi nui. Thank you for having me.
Me tuku mihi anō ki a koe. Tēnā koe.